This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A judge has refused to block Colorado's new three-day waiting period for gun purchases. The law went into effect October 1st and was almost immediately the subject of a lawsuit. Another law that would have raised the purchase age for all firearms to 21 was blocked by a judge this summer. The legal challenges to both laws are still moving through the courts. A little more than 1.7 million Coloradans voted in last week's election. CPR's Andrew Kenny tells us who they were.
Just about 40% of registered voters weighed in this season. That's compared to nearly 80% turnout in the most recent presidential election. Low as it seems, that participation rate's pretty much standard during off-year elections like this one, when the statewide ballot only features tax questions and not any flashy political races. Those who do show up tend to be older and more conservative. Just more than half of this year's participating voters were past their 55th birthdays. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Colorado has a new program to help get the geothermal energy industry off the ground or deeper into it. CPR Sam Brash has more.
The new grant program will offer $12 million for a range of geothermal projects. That includes plans to drill deep into the earth to generate electricity and far more shallow systems to heat and cool buildings. Will Tour leads the Colorado Energy Office. He says geothermal energy has one huge potential upside. It doesn't depend on the weather.
That could allow production of essentially zero emissions electricity that's available 24/7. Would be a great complement to wind, solar, and batteries.
The state grants are open to local governments, developers, startups, and other private companies. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
It's mostly sunny again today across Colorado, around Denver and Colorado Springs, highs today near 70. Grand Junction in the 60s today and tomorrow, in Vail, a high of 55. This is CPR News and KRCC.